Are you affected by addiction and struggling to find hope? You don't have to feel this way anymore. Welcome to The Peace We Crave. Find your freedom in addiction recovery with me, your host, Tanya Day. There is hope. As a spiritual life recovery coach, I use a unique holistic approach of meditation, Reiki energy and sound healing, and spiritual life transformation to help you find peace and serenity. If you are sick and tired of feeling sick and tired and have had enough, I get it. I've been there, and I can provide a listening and sympathetic ear. Creating calm in your recovery is possible. If you're ready for help and hope towards your freedom in recovery, join into the Peace We Crave show with me as I help you find your freedom in addiction recovery. It all starts now.
Hey, everybody, welcome. I'm Dr. Pat, and I get to take this journey with Tanya D. The Peace We Crave. Let me tell you, find your freedom in addiction recovery. Yes, that is a truth. That is a real thing. Tanya, the topic today, and I just want to tell everybody, if you want to find out more, please plug into this, because this show is about community. And this is a woman that has set up a community and set it up in a way that it doesn't matter where you are on your pathway. It doesn't matter what day you have, how many months, how many years. This is where you get to plug in. ThePeaceWeCrave.com, Facebook, The Peace We Crave, Instagram, The Peace We Crave, Twitter, The Peace We Crave. I'm just trying to tell you that this is not just a conversation. This is a passion and a purpose. I want to start out community and sobriety. I can talk to you about this now, but I'll tell you, when I walked through the doors, when I opened my mind to change, I didn't even understand that there was an option for a community. But this is an important topic. Can you talk to how this is one of the most needed and most misunderstood?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really, really glad that we're talking about this today. I remember a time in my life where I had no community. I had no people. I had no support. I just was in my addiction and I was doing my thing. The moment I decided that I wanted to put that down and not participate in that anymore, I needed to find like-minded people to help me. And at first I didn't know what to do, had no clue. We have this beautiful tool that's actually really great for this called the internet. And I know the internet actually came through and did something really amazing for me, because I came in at a time where there what you could Google, how do I stop drinking? How do I stop using? What do I do? And all these beautiful, amazing resources pop up.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, I know Dr. Pat, for you, you've been in recovery for a while. So I remember there was probably a time when phone books were involved and things like that. So,
really true.
You know, yeah, but and phones are still great. They're not horrible, right? But we have this beautiful tool, this internet, and it really helped. It changed my life because I easily was able to Google, how do I stop drinking? And all these amazing groups popped up, right? 12-step groups, all recovery meetings, all kinds of different things popped up. And I had all these resources at my fingertips. It was freaking amazing.
Yeah. It is amazing to talk about now. Can I just say this again? I've said it on every show, but I need to say it again. People ask me, what do you think is there any benefit to COVID? Do you really see any upside to it? I said, oh my God, let me tell you what it is. Unprecedentedly, whatever it is, if COVID did not happen, we would never have brought the addiction community online. It wouldn't have happened. I have been at too many conferences pounding the table. Please, we have to go online. And I will tell you, COVID forced that to happen. Blessing and a curse. I'm not saying COVID was great, but don't you agree? The outfall of that, beyond people like you that were doing it anyway, this really opened up the door, don't you think?
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I know for me personally, my meeting, we jumped right online. We were doing whatever we could in order to reach the next sick and suffering person. And we still actually run our online meeting. We never stopped.
Yep.
And to me, it's so great to know that I could jump on at any time, not just that meeting, but all the kinds of meetings, all their kinds of groups. There's so much support on the internet, believe it or not, in a really good way. I mean, you know, social media platforms, there's so many Facebook groups I'm a part of, things like that. Also, you know, I mean, I teach a class on Zoom every week, a meditation class that people can come to and find community. And we have a lovely group that comes, and it's at 5:30 Eastern Standard Time, if you're ever interested. And, you know, just things like that. Just it was such a blessing. I've met people all over the world. I've gone to meetings with people all over the world. I have amazing network I never thought I would have had. And yeah, it, as much as it was not good for, I feel like for a lot of people who were in sobriety or were trying to find it, also that the resources were just, they were, you could not find them.
Yeah. And I think the other thing I want you to talk to is the power of this and the power of being in groups. You know, one of the things that I had to face with as part of that community, but also owning a network, is I am a Marty Mann follower. If you don't know who Marty Mann is, you need to Google her, because when you do, you will really find out why Alcoholics Anonymous was successful, because her form was, I'm going to get on television shows and I'm going to tell the world about this. I'm going to tell the world that I am an alcoholic, and I'm going to tell the world that this is not a stigma or secret. So, you know, owning a network, it was a little bit of a, what do I want to say? It was, I had to be bold, because it did take me a little bit to come on air, talk about it, because we're supposed to keep things a secret. Secrets don't work. Community helps you shed the secrets of our past, don't they?
Yeah. I people have told me you're only as sick as your secrets, right? Yeah. So if I'm not sharing in a group, if I'm not around like-minded people, also I know a lot of people who during COVID, unfortunately, there was a lot of relapse there. We lost a lot of people as well.
Yep, we
but
did.
A lot of people were stuck in their homes with people who were using. And that was a whole nother, you know, issue that came up with people that I knew, where I was on the phone quite a bit with people about that, because it was really, really difficult.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, right. When there's alcohol being delivered to your house, or the worst, you know, the dealer's knocking on the door, they don't care. You know, they want to do what they're doing. So yeah, it was a blessing in the recovery community, but also, you know, for people who you know, were dealing with the you know, with family members and other things like that. The relapse was just,
Through the roof.
Yeah.
It's through the roof. And that's why Jessica, who is producing this, myself and Linda decided the second channel that we're launching and we're starting to prepare for it is our addiction channel. You and I don't have time in this show to really go over the details, but someday we'll do a show in the near future and we'll go over why this is important. By the way, online sales of alcohol, I think they reached, somebody told me, 850%. Increase. So let's talk about community, because even in the middle of all of that, you reached out, you kept people going. But can we talk about how important the sense of connection is? Because a lot of people listening to this may not be addicts, they may not be alcoholics, but they may have a loved one. Isolation in addiction is horrible. Isolation in recovery is equally, if not more horrible, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I have a group of people. I'm on text chat with people. I'm on email lists with people. I'm Facebook groups with people. You know, I've constantly surrounded myself with people who are in recovery. And I do that for a number of reasons. One, because, you know, I don't want to be around people that are drinking or using drugs. That's not good for me, because I don't want to relapse. And then we also are able to help each other. Yeah. Right. Things come up. Problems come up. You're like, how do I do this in sobriety? I don't know. Or even, hey, I have a lot of years in sobriety. I don't recall how I did this before. You know, things I did when I was new, I'm like, they're coming up again now. And I'm like, oh, I don't know what I did. And people remind me. People help me. People are there to share their experience with stuff, too, even if I'm not going through the thing. You know, I there's two women who I love. God bless them. They have over 40 years, 80 years combined. Right. And they both lost their husbands around the same time. And I'm looking at them and I'm like, oh my gosh, they didn't pick up anything. They stayed sober. How did they do that? Because that could potentially be me one day, right? So I'm looking at these other people and I'm learning how I can navigate my life when those things come up, and seeing what they did and drawing on that experience.
It is so important. I want to talk about this other thing to you because we are talking a lot about like-minded. I don't want to confuse people listening to this. Whenever I say like-minded people, we get into this conversation about brainwashing. No, here's what we mean by like-minded people. We have a singularity of purpose, not to drink and not to use. That's what we mean. We don't mean like, oh my God, don't look for a mini me of me. Please don't be looking for that. We're talking about people that have a common purpose. So that is the greatest misconception we have. We're looking for people that have a desire. And let me ask you this about this. Peer pressure, all-time high. Peer pressure in schools, all-time high. We are all struggling with the same thing. Isn't that part of your mega message out there? We're all struggling, same thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's so much out there. I mean, these kids, I don't understand how some of them even get through the day. It boggles my mind. Like I said, the internet's great, but there's a lot of things going on there as well that aren't good, especially for the young people. So yeah, having a group of people around you that are interested in doing sober activities, interested in doing, you know, having sober dances or going bowling or what else do we do? My gosh, yoga or meditation classes, like, you know, retreats, all this kind of things you don't have to do. You don't have to use or drink at these events.
Talk about dancing. Okay, so let's have a moment. We're not gonna digress, but we are gonna tie this in. Part of what I found when I moved to the greater Seattle area, God was looking out for me in two ways. One, moved me to Seattle. The next thing, across the street from the Alano Club, I could touch the door. And I moved into this place on Capitol Hill, and I didn't know it, but I was out on my balcony with my dog one day. And I'm looking like literally 20 feet away from me. And I saw these people and I said, you've got to be, I'm not going to say it, bleeping kidding me. And that was such a strong community for me because I didn't have that on the East Coast. But I want to talk with you about this because I wasn't going to look for it. How do we help people look? Chances are I would have, but I think God knows me, Spirit knows me way enough to know, shove it in her face, right? But how do we help people, right? You're laughing because you know it's true. You know. But how do we help people know this is how you could go look? Tell folks that may or may not be in this community, how many different venues are there of different types of groups and people they can plug into, and please help them find a way to get there.
Yeah. So, like, you know, what you just said, you looked out your window and they were right there. I mean, that's amazing. But you know, just there's, like I said, there's still a bunch of online groups. There's still so many things you can Google and find. There's, you know, Facebook and gosh, all the social media platforms have something going on. There's in-person stuff. There's so many different groups that you can find, you know, just like I did, just go on the internet, just start looking.
And right now there are so many that are diverse in nature. May I say a few? So if you're out there, you've heard the term sponsor throw around, please call Tanya, please go and ask her. She'll help you talk and understand what that means and get plugged in. But there are also groups online. The other thing we want to say is there are so many diverse groups. May we mention a few? For example, if you're a Christian faith, there are now Christian groups. Yeah. If you're a part of the LGBTQAI community, boom, please know that there are groups for you. There are so many groups for people of color. You know, it's not that we're separating. It's just that the issues and the things that you may want to talk about reference your lifestyle and your values more. Isn't that one of the major breakthroughs we have now? Because the internet allows us more choices. Yes or no?
Yes, absolutely. There's a Buddhist group that I love to go to, and I only found it because of COVID. I never would have found it otherwise because they're up in Northern New Jersey. They're really far from me. So I was able to connect with them because my love of meditation. And I found people who in recovery who also love meditation and find it very important. It's something that's helped them. So as I've gone along in my journey, maybe my groups have changed a little bit. I tend to go to more women's functions because that's just what I like to do. There's something called She Recovers. Yeah. Really, really, really love that organization. Oh my gosh, they are, I love the gatherings. There's so many diverse people in that little Zoom room. It is just, it's remarkable the things I hear. I feel like I've gotten more help recently from them with really specific things than maybe I would have gotten if I went to a different 12-step meeting or something like that. But there's many things I get from my 12-step meeting that I don't get anywhere else. So I really have to, for me, I have to figure out what I really am needing and then looking for the resource. The biggest thing is just, I got to look for the resource. I can't get like in what you said in that isolation. That's very dangerous to me, whether I'm using or not. Super dangerous.
And I got to tell you, when I'm slipping into it, thank God for my best friend who's known me. But when I slip into it, I have to have somebody call me out because it's so seductive and it's so familiar. See, it's the familiarity is to when we're using that isolation, right? Right. Yeah. Can you know what I'm saying here about it? So we kind of slip into it a little bit and we don't know we're into it. It's like the frog. You put the frog in cold water, turn up the water slowly. Oopsie. Right. But this is why you have to reach out now. And all of the groups that you've created do that. I want to ask you a question about this one other thing. My message has always been, and you're going to hear it when I do my own addiction show on the channel. My message is we get a lot of messages. I'll give you one. I'll never forget the time I was told, I cannot sponsor you. You're on antidepressants. Okay. All right. What I'm trying to say is there are conversations you can have. Please don't be turned away by people. Other things you may hear is, really? You're not going to claim that drug date, your birthday date, because you still drink. I'm just saying to you, look, nobody knows my drug history better than myself. When you put down a needle in 1972, trust me, nobody's going to tell me that that's not a major thing. So part of the community connection is help weed out misinformation, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. If I'm sitting in my house alone, I'm not getting all that information. I'm not hearing all those things. And I have to rely on you. You mentioned the sponsor before. That's a person I particularly rely on. I also, like I said, I'm in these group chats. I have these network of friends that I'm talking to, and we're always talking recovery. Even if I'm on a hike with my other friend, we go on hikes a lot. We love to do that. We're always talking recovery. It's in my lexicon all the time. So it's in the forefront of my mind. Because I don't know about you, but if I don't keep it in the forefront of my mind, it's going to go out the window and I'm going to be seeing a commercial on TV, or I'm going to see a billboard and go, oh, that looks cool. Let's try that.
Look, let's talk about the funny side of this. I know we only have, but we may have a short period of time. I loved being part of the community and still do. The story, I say this now because now I'm the one telling these stories, right? But when you walk in to some of these rooms or some of these online, and you hear somebody that's got a few years, you're like, what the bleep are you talking about? Right? Did you really experience that? You see, these are the things we don't talk about enough, right? And funny is beyond words. Now, if you're me, you can look back at 33 years and laugh a little bit at yourself. But if you're me 34 years ago, I had to do a little restart because of the cold strawberry soup in the village that had vodka in it. And I knew it did, but that's another show. But here we are. This is the other side of what we're talking about. We could be inspired here in this community.
Oh yeah. I mean, my journey in and of itself, right? I didn't come into recovery liking meditation and teaching Reiki and doing all these things that I do, right? I wasn't coaching people. I wasn't doing any of this stuff. It was all the people in the room that I saw and the people on the Zooms and the online and all, I recover yoga and all kinds of stuff, like that they were doing all these things. And I was like, oh man, maybe I could do that. That seems cool. And giving me all these really also very funny stories along the way. I mean, my yoga teacher has so many funny stories. It's like, it's just great. I don't hear that stuff if I'm not in the group, if I'm not in the community. I'm isolating, I'm not hearing those things.
And, you know, I think that one of the shows that you and I will do, we can talk about some of those stories. I think it would be a great show to do to say community to the third, because these are the kinds of things we hear about, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. The one particular story that I always hear is somebody in my group says that he couldn't find a higher power, right? He couldn't find the spirituality. He was like, "Where do I find it? I don't know. Like, I don't get it." And he would sit in the room and he would listen to the person who was the most spiritual. So he found this one lady. So he goes up to the lady and he goes, "Hey, can you give me some of this spirituality that you have?" She goes, "Oh, honey, no." She goes, "No, I can't do that. You got to find it yourself." And he's like, "What? How do I do that?" And she's like, "Do you have a sponsor? Are you doing the steps?"
Let's just go through this again. Would you please tell people all the different places? Where do I find community? First of all, they can start with you, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I have, like I said, my weekly group that I do. I have a whole bunch of online events that I do, in-person events, all kinds of things that we're a part of.
Outside of this, you can go online. First of all, let's just be very clear. You've got to get into a place that matches where you're in the program. If you're like day one and you need to go to detox, you need to go to a certain center for that. Okay.
Absolutely.
Again, a lot of online. Also, talk to Tanya. You'll find places to go. The other thing is may I say shop around? Shop around. And what I mean by that is I'm on the East Coast now, so I am really thinking about going to that Buddhist meeting for sure. But I'm in New Jersey now. And so you have to walk around and see what fits, right? Find a group. Man, you can connect me. Don't be afraid to ask somebody to be your sponsor. What's the answer? Yes or no? Well, you could get another answer, but the point is, it's that simple and you keep doing it. If you need help, you call Tanya. You find out, how do I do this? What do I look for? But there are other places, treatment facilities, sober activity groups, the funnest.
Yes.
Sober dancing, oh, crazy. Hilarious.
I've never had so much fun in my life.
It was very scary at first, I will admit. But there are so many of these places now online, hiking groups. Maybe you don't like to be in a room with people, go hiking with people. Isn't your message, please do something? Please. Look, I can sit here and talk like this, but I'm a super a introvert. For me to get out, if that Alano Club was not across the street from me, and it was an LGBTQ AI 24/7 fellowship. If that was not across the street for me, I went there and I got plugged into dancing. I got plugged into coffee places. I got plugged into Seattle hiking, kayaking. You got to be bold enough to step out, though, don't you?
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought up the introversion. I'm introverted as well. And that is definitely something that I struggle with. And what's beautiful about that is that my network of people know that about me. So they know, hey, gotta talk to Tanya, hey, I haven't seen her. What's going on? You know, they know if I'm not plugged in, then they know what to
Yeah.
do. But they're not gonna know that unless I'm telling them, unless I'm talking with them.
That's right. Nobody believes me about that, but that's another show. Look, Wednesday, 5:30 p.m. Eastern, meditation for sobriety class, right? Are you doing that? Tell us what you're doing for that.
So that's a weekly class that I do. It's an hour, so it's just an hour of your time. Very nominal fee. Just sign up. You'll get a Zoom link. We meditate for a little bit. We do some breathing, little progressive relaxation. I'm very, very big on also anxiety. I have horrible anxiety problems, so I try to bring people very down, very relaxed. We talk a little bit about steps and chakras, and if that doesn't work for you, just ignore it. It's all good. You know, just come be with us. I do a little guided meditation, which is people really, really love them. And then we have a little. Then we journal a little bit, and then we have a little discussion and we talk. So there, it's not like we're sitting in silence for an hour, like, no,
Yeah.
we're not doing that. Like we're building this community of people who not only want to stay sober today, but maybe enjoy some meditation and a little bit of talk. And you know, that's and who doesn't love that? It's only an hour.
Yeah. How do they do it though? Do they go to your website to sign up? What do they do?
It's on my website. I have a class schedule link you'll see on the drop down. Just click there, you'll find it.
And for those of you that didn't hear me say what the website was, it is the peace. PEACE, we crave.com. last question. What's your personal message? What do you want to leave us with today?
So I, as always, I just want to let everybody know that if you're struggling and you're trying to find hope, or you're sick and tired, feeling sick and tired, I'm just letting you know, again, there's hope, there's groups, there's people out here to help you. Just, you don't have to feel this way anymore. Reach out to me.
Thank you. I can't thank you for what you're doing, because you are a shining light in this community. You know, you didn't hesitate for 1 minute to be bold. You didn't hesitate for 1 minute to step out. You didn't second guess yourself about should I, shouldn't I. See, you are a protege of the Marty Mann Club.
Thank you. And I didn't even know that when I first started. I said, who's that? And I had to Google her and I found out.
Oh my gosh. Look, I can't thank you enough. Again, The Peace We Crave, everywhere, Facebook, Instagram. And I want to thank you for taking this on. Do consider doing a show with me on my show, where we talk about what doesn't get talked about, and let's laugh a lot.
I love that.
Yeah, probably get Susan on there with us. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much. Those of you out there, all you need is a desire. Reach out to Tanya for the rest. Reach out to her community. I'm telling you, the desire is enough. Thank you all. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The Peace We Crave, Find Your Freedom in Addiction Recovery, with me, your host, Tanya D, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in the first Monday of each month at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, as we take you on a spiritual life recovery coach journey and share unique holistic approaches. Let's stop struggling in recovery and restore hope. Join us for each show as we design a pathway to peace and serenity in addiction recovery. You don't have to struggle in recovery anymore. Let me help you find the peace we crave. For more information, visit thepeacewecrave.com.